Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to follow up on Senator Lieberman's questioning about the number one threat being a nuclear weapon, nuclear material, and the ability to bring it in through cargo, through our ports. I think we do, about 11 million containers entering the country every year, and we've had discussions, and I appreciate you taking the personal effort, Mr. Secretary, to go to Hong Kong to take a look at that system. What I worry about is, and one of the nice things about this committee, with the leadership of the chairman and the ranking member, is I think we've done a pretty good job putting partisan politics aside and trying to figure out what's the best thing to do, and I'm a bit concerned that with the politicization of kind of the fear of something getting in there. The Washington Post has an editorial today where they talk about mandating 100% screening, and they use the phrase, the quote, the inspect all containers mantra is a red herring that exploits Americans' fears about what might slip through in order to score political points. Let me talk to you a little bit about that. First, the screening of nuclear radiation that you're talking about 100%, that's in our country. Those are in our ports.
Correct. I want to be careful to use the word scanning, because what we do is we put them through scanners, and that's in our ports.
Right. So, but the ideal situation, of course, is to get them outside, because clearly if a device comes in and it were to be in a Long Beach, a New York, a Savannah, wherever it is, New Jersey, it would have a devastating impact on not just people, commerce, be very disruptive. So ideally, we want to do the screening out, and we've then set up. We have our CSI, Container Security Initiatives. We have the pilot project looking at the Hong Kong system. But Hong Kong, as you and I know, Mr. Secretary, only I think it's two lanes out of 40 that does 100%. And now there are proposals that say we need to do all cargo within 3 years or 4 years. Can you respond? Again, I want to push you on this really hard. But tell us, you know, what is it that we can do, and even at an accelerated pace, what can we accomplish in this area?
I think, first of all, the biggest constraint, there are two constraints on our ability to operate overseas. One is, of course, there has to be enough physical room to put these devices in place without significantly slowing up the flow of the containers. And I think you're quite right, Senator, in pointing out that each port is going to be different, and their capacity to manage the throughput is going to depend on the nature of the port. The second issue, frankly, is the willingness of foreign governments to cooperate, which we don't control, because when containers go through the system that we're proposing to start to deploy, when they hit a red light, some of the containers got to be pulled out and got to be opened. You got to inspect it. And the authority to do that lies with foreign governments. We work with them, but it is their authority that we use to open the containers. They rightly worry about the burden on their own customs officials in terms of whether they have the manpower and the capacity to do that. So I cannot tell you that within 3 or 4 years we can fully deploy a system of having everything, every container overseas go through a dual scanning system before it gets on a ship, because I can't predict that foreign governments will agree. I can't predict that every port is going to be configured in a way to allow that to happen. And I would hate to tell to have Congress pass something that would suggest to the American people that there's a solution that is completely pie in the sky.
But we can tell the American people that every single container, every single container is undergoing a review process.
Correct.
Is that correct?
That is correct. Every single container is screened in two ways. First of all, based on information that we obtain about the shipper, the track record, the destination, method of payment, and a host of other considerations. And then the high-risk containers are physically inspected or run through X-ray machines. Second, by the end of next year, all containers, once they at least at the point they arrive at our ports, will be taken through radiation portal monitors before they leave the port. So while not a perfect defense, it is a very good defense.
And I keep going back to the former mayor, and I think we have a number on this panel, that there wasn't a partisan way to collect garbage. I just want to get it done. And I'm not going to be sad to say foreign countries are not cooperating, then we need to do something about that. That's not an acceptable excuse for me. Then we need to say that they're going to have some consequences. But I just want to make sure that we don't get caught up in this become a political football. It's too important an issue, and we will push you, Mr. Secretary. We do want to see the results of the Hong Kong project. Clearly, one of the challenges of Hong Kong is that information right now isn't integrated into the full system. So we've got a lot of data there, but it's not being used currently. And so the challenge first becomes to use it, to have it integrated into our system, and then to assure the American people that, yes, each and every container is being reviewed, and that we are maximizing and pushing to the limit of making sure what we can physically look at without, in the end, doing what Osama bin Laden wanted to do, which is to destroy our economy. Thank you, Madam Chair.